Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Life hack for you, and a real life hack, not just one of those.
Add chicken nuggets to your sandwich, makes it way better.
Yeah, we know.
Obviously.
Get a coffee at like 3:30 in the morning if you can.
Get out of bed. Go and get a coffee.
Get a coffee at 3:30 in the morning. Go back home. Get like 4 more hours worth of shut-eye. If you're one of those weird people with weird hours such as ourselves, like we wake up at 3:15 in the morning, debit machines always seem to do their updating or restarting or whatever right around that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning window, right?
It's like frustrating.
A system update or something like that. They're offline, whatever. And it's great when you're just buying a $2 coffee and the employee working the graveyard shift who's tired and doesn't want to be there is just like, I don't care, man. Just take the coffee.
Nice.
It has happened to me 4 times in the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
I've gotten 4 free coffies because the debit machine is
doing
whatever.
Are you going back at the exact same time now?
Honestly, kind of.
See you tomorrow. Exact same time.
It never works. It's rebooting. It's restarting. One time they passed it to me. Screen just went black. And I was like, it's not working. Okay, whatever. They try and reboot it, but like there are 2 types of employees. The ones that'll make you wait.
Yeah.
And like, well, do you have any cash? There's an ATM in the store across there. Or then the people who are like, oh, this is a giant corporation. $2 doesn't matter to them. Here you go. Take your free coffee. So if you do have the weird hours, you're a night owl, go buy some stuff. You never know.
And hold the system crashes.
You never know when you're going to hit that debit machine update jackpot, right? Where you're like, boom. Now, if it's like over $20, they'll probably make you wait.
I would think so,
this is a small item kind of thing. It's like the $100 bill thing from Corner Gas. We were talking about that yesterday.
Right.
But has the $100 bill. Just get stuff for free because no one can break $100. I'll just do all your shopping at 3:15 in the morning because all the debit machines don't work. There you go.
It's perfect time of day.
Yeah, this was a stupid life hack for sure. Driving home from the grocery store yesterday, and I saw like 2-3 people wearing Kirkland brand sweaters.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, those big old school 90s sweaters that are coming back in style. Just a big Kirkland logo on them because they love Costco so much. Costco, it's one of those things that isn't a cult, but kind of.
It 100%
is. It's definitely a cult. 100%. Let's call a spade a spade. But people love it so much, they rock the Kirkland. It's so popular and cool now. Like, you wouldn't think a Kirkland sweater would be cool.
You know
right?
why I think it is? Huh. I think Drake wore one once.
Ah, there you go.
And he made it cool.
Here's the thing, that no-name brand stuff, like the no-name cooler, the no-name lawn
chair. Oh, the yellow and black stuff?
Yeah, like, yeah, so that's flying off the shelves. It's almost like you know, the off-brand no-name stuff. Mm-hmm. It's almost cooler than the actual brand names now, right?
Right.
So with that logic, what kind of brands would you wear on your person? Like, let's say you had to wear a brand on your t-shirt. You didn't get paid for it, nothing like that. You're just a big fan.
President's Choice.
President's Choice. You wear that kind of stuff.
I love Superstore. Yep. I would also rock the no-name stuff as well.
The no-name stuff's good.
But I don't look good in yellow.
Oh, no. Does anybody look good in yellow? Am I right?
Fiona looks great in yellow. Oh,
world continues to shine on Fiona.
Yeah.
La-di-da. For me, I got a couple. Gain detergent.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I don't get paid to say it. I'm just a fan.
You are a fan.
I would wear a Gain detergent shirt. I would wear a Lakeview Square strip mall shirt because I've said it before and I'll say it again. The best strip mall, not just in Saskatoon, but in all of Saskatchewan, dare I say.
Okay, easy.
I would rock a Lakeview Square strip mall shirt. I would also rock a Orchard Veterinary Care shirt because they've been so good to my dog, Kipper. Shout out to Orchard Veterinary because I'd rock their shirt as well.
Send
me a shirt.
I'll wear it.
Send me a shirt, Lakeview strip mall people. I don't know.
Get on it, landlords.
I don't know.
I'd wear a Canadian Tire shirt.
Yeah, okay. PV Mart. I'd wear a PV Mart shirt
Mart's
as well.
PV Mart's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Princess Auto.
See, I would wear probably like an old school brand shirt. Like, I'd wear the SCUS shirt. The Sutherland Hotel. Like, I'd wear a shirt for that. I'd wear a Patricia Hotel shirt. That should be the next cool thing. Brands that don't exist.
There you go.
I'd rock a
Dragon's Den.
I'd rock a Zeller shirt for sure.
Oh, my God.
If you've ever wondered what Trooper smells like, good news for you. We're giving away meet and greets for their Kick-Ass Cruise concert on Saturday. You can smell Trooper.
There's no sniffing allowed.
Oh, they're sniffing allowed, Stacey. Meet and greets, there's always sniffing allowed. That's one thing people want to know. What do they smell like? What do rock stars smell like? Or am I the only weirdo that wonders what people smell like?
I know you are.
Why am I talking in a weird talk, whisper, hybrid kind of thing? Nicholas. I kind of sound like Nick Cage right now.
Yeah.
We need to steal 60
Let's
cars. And not-
reel this back in.
No.
Reel it back in.
Text us the word trooper, 938-0963. You'll get front of the stage passes. You'll get meet and greets. You'll get general admission to the X, 938-0963. Text trooper.
I sound like a broken record, but guess what? Coca-Cola has released a new flavor.
And it's not vanilla. It's- Just make vanilla available everywhere. Give the people what they want.
No, you know what people want? Is they want a flavor of Coke called Dream World.
Obviously.
According to Coca-Cola, Dream World is...
Tastes like dreams.
...flavor of a gateway into a lively animated world where dreamlike experiences meet the real world. And in case you want to know...
So, like, is acid in this Coca-Cola? Are they putting psychedelic drugs in there?
It's actually... It tastes like mushrooms.
Oh, there we go. Commercials.
No. Someone did a taste test, and they said it was kind of citrusy, but also like a Skittle.
Yeah, there's definitely no drugs in there at all.
Yeah.
It's citrusy, man. It's like taste in the rainbow, man. it says it tastes like your subconscious. That's what Coca-Cola is saying. What does your subconscious taste like, Stacey?
Static. Citrus static.
This Coca-Cola kind of tastes like depression, fear, and a hint of coconut.
Oh, amazing.
Who knew my subconscious had coconut in there? I got a bachelor week going on right now. My wife and 10-week-old baby gone.
Where?
They're in Outlook. We have a wedding this
weekend.
Glad
you clarified.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
They are gone.
It's dark times for me right now, guys. No, they're it's fine. We're
okay.
Happy.
Okay.
No, they're in Outlook. My wife is going to her friend's wedding early to help set up because it's a small town wedding in the middle of a farmer's field. So they got to do the tent, the dance floor, everything like that. So they went out there early to help out. That's what bridesmaids do. They help out whatever the bride needs. So I'm on a bachelor week.
Nice.
And yeah, nice for the first 20 minutes, maybe. Like
20 minutes.
I used to not like bachelor weeks or weekends, like a few days off when your wife or girlfriend goes somewhere. Every guy is like, oh yeah, can't wait. No pants,
hey,
pizza,
don't
watching
be sexist
movies.
Because guess what? Women are in the same boat as well.
Yeah, but I don't like this at all. This sucks.
You don't like being alone?
No, the first 20 minutes is great. And then after that, you're like, oh, this is boring. Oh, wow. This is like...
Okay, how many days are you alone? Yesterday?
Just yesterday. She left at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
And then today?
And then I'm going on Friday.
Okay. So you have a day and a half.
Yeah, and it sucks. I don't like this at all. Like, I'm so used to sleeping next to her and having baby Mo cry. Like, the house was so quiet, and you think you're going to play video games and do all this stuff. No, you just sit there and clean. That's all you do on bachelor weekends because you feel bad and you're cleaning.
I feel bad for you because you need to embrace this time and appreciate it.
No.
Yes.
No, do you like bachelorette weekends?
Yes.
Like when Sean and Fiona leave, you're by yourself?
I don't mind it at all.
Oh,
I miss them when they're gone. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a monster. I just also value the time to myself.
I guess I just love my family more than you, but whatever. Some people have different priorities.
Okay.
Here's a scenario for you. You're 9 years old. It's the 80s, so cell phones don't exist. You're with your parents on their weekly errand run.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing all the boring errands. They're going to the bank. They're going to the post office. All this stuff. They stop at a random store.
Office.
They stop at a random store, and they're like, hey, do you want to come in, or do you want to wait in the car? What are you doing? Are you going in with mom or dad,
first of all,
or are you waiting in the car?
We were never given an option. It was, wait in the car. We'll be right back.
Your parents never gave you the option?
No.
Why?
As if we needed an option. You just did what they said. We'll be right back. Stay in the car. Okay.
That's your Mennonite upbringing, I guess.
That is, it's showing. And so we just stayed and waited.
We always had the option to join mom or stay in the car. And since it was back in the day when there's nothing fun to do in the car.
Oh my God, no good buttons to push.
You just go inside. Well, I used to go in with mom all the time. My mom, though, Chatty Cathy, one of those typical moms where if you run into someone you know, 15-minute conversation, you catch up on life, right? So there's me sitting there. Doing nothing in the middle of the store. Mom's yelling at me, so I became team stay in the car.
Right.
What would you do when you stayed in the car when you were a kid?
Lots of,
on the windows.
Pretend to drive, like just sit in the driver's seat and pretend you were driving.
I was trying to remember what I did in the car while I was waiting, because I was with my mom all the time driving around Saskatoon, and I was always waiting in the car. What did I do? I just sat there looking at stuff.
We'd want to play with something, so you open the glove box.
Yeah.
And my parents, it was literally the manual for the car and a bunch of napkins just in case.
Parents, have some toys in the car if you're going to leave your kid in the car or something, right? No, it was always just the manual, some gloves, sunglasses. Glasses, that was it.
Yeah.
My parents, once in a while, would leave the keys in the car. So I got to, listen to all the radio stations, all that stuff. Do the windows. We would race the windows. So 3, 2, 1, go. And if you're with your siblings or whatever.
Electric windows?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, we had some fancy ones back in the day. And again, if you didn't have that, you just.
Crank.
The older brother is always going to win that one, though. What did you do when you waited in the car back in the day? Let us know. 938-0963. Waiting in the car, also way better than going inside.
I see, because we always had to stay in the car. Yeah. I wanted to go inside. It is August 11th today. Not only is the Saskatoon X going on right now, but it's also that time of year where people start pawning vegetables off on you.
Woo!
Which I have to say, I like getting vegetables from other people's gardens, because once again, I tried to grow tomatoes and they didn't work.
Yeah, you talk a big game, but
I do.
You're garbage at growing tomatoes.
I am. I 100% am. I got blight in one of them and the other one just stopped growing. So whatever. But you do. I've already gotten, I think, probably 2 bags of cucumbers, a bag of beets, some green beans, and it just keeps coming. And now I'll get a phone call from my one aunt and uncle who always grow a crap load of tomatoes. It's fantastic. But at the same point, stop pushing your vegetables on me.
Oh, it's
please.
They're like drug dealers, man. They're relentless. Hey, I got the stuff. You want the stuff? I got the stuff you need. I got cucumbers. I got tomatoes. What do you need, man? It's always potatoes, too. People need to cool it with the potatoes, okay?
You know what it is?
Huh?
It's overgrown zucchinis. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, zucchinis, too.
And when it comes down to it, out of all the vegetables that you can grow in a garden, zucchinis, what are they good for aside from chocolate zucchini cake?
So what would you do in this situation? Would you send the all staff email and be like, hey, who wants this? Or do you just leave it in the staff room? I picture people coming to work and trying to pawn off their vegetables. I think that's the best strategy to do it.
Well, but the thing is, don't put someone on the spot. Hey, do you want some veggies? And then, because deep down you don't.
No.
You don't want to waste them and just take them and then let them rot at home.
Exactly.
Send out an email, say, hey guys, there's a box of veg in the kitchen. Take what you want.
Especially if you work in a bigger workplace as well, because there's always going to be younger people there that are broke and can't afford
food. There you go.
Always just leave stuff in the lunchroom for them.
It'll get taken.
Send that all staff email. Hey guys, bunch of carrots in the lunchroom. They're gone within an hour. People are savages. The new hip cool thing in the video game world are these simulator games. Flight Simulator is the big one.
Fun.
Microsoft Flight Simulator, remember that from the 90s? Yeah, it's like the new school version of that. It's like so detailed. It's awesome. It's just a flight simulator. You fly around. People they land in weird places. That's the big thing to do. One guy has 200,000 followers and he just lands in stadiums. So he'll go all across the world landing in soccer stadiums, baseball stadiums. That's what he does. And he's got thousands of viewers on YouTube.
That's weird.
People just watching this guy fly in a video game. Simulators, though. It's not just Flight Simulator, Stacey. There is Farm Simulator. again, back in the day, there was a game called Sim Farm, and it was like from the top perspective. It was very old school, but this is like you can, you know, you plant your crops,
right?
You drive the combine, you drive the tractor, you do everything. It's very detail oriented. Instead of running your own farm, which is difficult, you just get this game, Farming Simulator.
Done. Woo. You're a fake farmer.
It gets to this point though, like Farming Simulator's fun, having your own farm's fun. Yard Work Simulator. Actual game that exists.
No.
Yard Work Simulator. People in apartments that have always wanted a yard. You can have like the riding mower option. You can do the whippersnapper option. You basically have a fake backyard that you maintain.
Wow.
Yard Work Simulator.
When I think of simulators, I always think of the original for me, which was the Driver's Ed Simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Which, because I'm so old, it was on like these washing machine type things that were cars. There was a big screen. That was fun.
Let us know your favorite simulator game if you've played any of these. There's a pressure washer simulator where you literally just go around and pressure wash stuff. Yeah, like that's the one with like the 3D glasses and everything.
Virtual
reality, 3D glasses. Grandpa Clayton over here.
It's okay.
Virtual reality glasses on. You just pressure wash stuff. Grime
that would be
off
amazing.
Walls. Now, there's a new one that just came out, and this is how ridiculous it's getting. There's a Jesus simulator.
What?
You are Jesus, and you just walk around doing
healing,
Jesus
healing
things.
People,
there's like a fish and loaves one where you got to turn like five loaves and two fishes.
You get to turn water into wine.
You turn water into wine.
Go.
And then there's I'm just reading about it. There's a level where you got to take on the devil, and Jesus has laser hands.
Makes sense.
He's fighting the devil like he's Spider-Man, but instead of webs coming out of his wrists, it's
lasers. Wow.
I went to Catholic school. I don't remember that part in Leviticus. Leviticus 4:16, and lasers appeared out of Jesus' hands.
We're going to stir the pot here. Apple versus Android, you know the issues. There's so many of them. It's this versus that. It's my phone does this, whatever. This, though, is disturbing news. If you've ever tried to do a group chat between a couple of Apple users and maybe an Android user, you know it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
If someone tries to reply back to that group chat, it comes back separately. Picture sending doesn't really work all the time. The text bubbles are green.
The worst part about it.
Why with the green? Why does it have to be green?
Be blue like the rest of us.
Pictures, if you do send them, they are a lot of times in like a reduced quality, that sort of thing. And all this time, I was always blaming the Android users because it was them that was screwing up this group chat, the iChat, if you will. Well, guess what? Turns out it's Apple's fault. They are using not old, like ancient, but like not updated technology to run their text messaging system. Google is basically calling them out and being like, okay, guys, get with the times. You need to update that programming, which would fix all of those bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And they just aren't doing it. What the hell?
Well, they don't have to do anything.
But honestly, that is like one of the biggest issues when it comes to my, like, I shouldn't say biggest issues, but when you have a kid and you start sharing pictures of the baby with the family, someone's always got an iPhone or an Android in there, and it messes up the group chats.
And that's the thing. There are way more iPhone people than Android people.
Probably.
But Android people act as if there are more Android people than iPhone people.
Yes.
Here's the thing, Android people. You're in the minority here. Okay? And we get it. Androids are better. Androids are better quality. The cameras are better. There's more space. The sound quality. Yada, yada, yada. Okay? Well, you suck at group chats, though.
Exactly.
Like, 99% of us, we use our phones as what? Social media, texting, calling. That's about it, right? Sure, if you use your phone all the time, then yeah, you want all the stuff that Android has. The Android users just look so down on the iPhone users, I find. It's just like, we're just a bunch of nerds, according to those Android users.
Well, we're not living our best phone lives. That's how I feel.
Oh, no.
Sorry, my phone does exactly what I want it to. I'm never like, man, I sure wish I could jailbreak my phone. No, I don't. Don't care.
My phone is basically a rectangle for Twitter. That's what my phone is.
There you go.
I don't need a high pixel 64 gig. No, I need a keyboard and a screen. We we have upset the Android phone people.
Sorry.
If you missed
actually,
it.
You know what? Sorry, not sorry.
We aren't sorry at all, actually, Android phone people.
Because this is everyday life. It happens all the time.
Enough is enough with the Android phone people, okay? We've been taking their crap for too long. We talked about how the group chat, which we thought was getting ruined by the Android phone people.
No.
Because you have 9 iPhone people, that one Android person wrecks it for everyone. Mm-hmm. You get the green bubbles, can't send photos, whatever. That's actually iPhone's fault.
It's Apple's fault.
They won't update their texting system.
Yeah.
So it's their fault. And Android users are going to have a field day with this. So just another thing they're not as good at, whatever. On the text here, Trevor texted in saying, like, here's the thing. I have better streaming, better app downloads, 5 separate cameras. It's the superior phone. Look, no one who has an iPhone is saying that Androids are worse. We know they're better. We know they're superior.
It's just that people choose an iPhone for a very certain reason, and that's that they're user-friendly. There's no weird downloading and updating of...
We suck at that stuff.
Yeah, I can't even describe it. That's how bad I am at it.
We're simple folk, Stacey. Simple folk with simple values.
My brother has an Android phone, and he'll just flip open his phone, and just even looking at his screen... confuses me.
I know.
I don't have time for that kind of stuff. Like I said before, when you could jailbreak phones, that was the big thing. It's like, oh, you can crack in and do all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I don't want to. Don't try to convince me.
And Android people, we know that you're better than us. You do technology better than us, okay? Just let us be. Let us be.
Let us have this.
Okay, this could just let us just have the group chat thing, okay? Because that's the one thing that iPhone people have on Android people. Oh, you ruined the group chat. That was the one argument we had. And now we don't have that argument anymore.
Damn it.
Okay, so just Android people, just relax.
Let's all just get along.
You're better than us, okay? Let's get it out of the, you're better than us, yada yada.
Everybody love everybody.
Lenny Kravitz, 96.3, Cruise FM. Way early. Sloppy, Clayton. Sloppy. It's Stacey and Clayton. Have you seen those YouTube videos of the guys who will sneak into any event because they're carrying a ladder?
I have not.
There's these two guys, I forget their names, but they sneak into movies, they sneak into concerts because they're holding a ladder. Because no one stops a pair of guys holding a ladder.
The repair guy.
You just assume they're fixing something in the back. So they just carry a ladder, do the old Yermer Yager salute. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And just walk with the purpose. Walk like you belong.
Genius.
There are a couple other of these life hacks that you need to know. A couple other sneaking in life hacks for you. First of all, if you are at Value Village or a thrift store or whatever, and you find an old radio station t-shirt, buy it. Because people don't stop you when you wear radio t-shirts. Like at a concert, festival, or anything. You're wearing a Cruise FM t-shirt. You find an old Cruise FM t-shirt, buy it, wear it places. You can go backstage. They won't stop you. They just assume you work for the station.
Oh, yeah. I've even done it without wearing my Cruise stuff and just been like, I'm emceeing a show tonight. And they've believed me.
They let you right back in. Here's a better way, though. Instead of carrying the ladder, doing the radio station shirt, carry a pizza.
Oh.
No one stops someone with a pizza, right?
True.
Everyone just lets them in. Hey, I got a pizza for Greg. Oh, I don't know Greg, but yeah, sure, go on in there. You're in!
So many great ideas to commit fraud.
In. Oh, so many people are obsessed with sneaking into places. When you successfully sneak in and you know you're not going to get caught, that's the best feeling.
It's great.
I know, I'm a criminal. Whatever. We're all sneak into places. We're all rebels once in a while. Try the pizza one out. Backstage somewhere. Bring the pizza. I got a pizza for someone. Someone ordered a pizza. Can I just take a lap rack? Yeah, for sure. Boom.
Can I just bring an empty box? I don't want to buy a pizza.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What if the guy is like, oh, okay, and opens it? You need the pizza just as a backup plan, right?
I guess.
Plus, you're going to get hungry.
Also true.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.